620 CKRM, we're here with Mark Chestnut. He's going to be at the Temple Garden Center in Moose Jaw on June the 28th. Thank you for joining us today.
No problem, man. Good to be talking to you.
Now, first off, how have you been? Because last year you gave us quite a scare there, Mark.
I've been great. I had it, you know, from about 21 till the end of 24, I had it kind of rough. You know, I had back surgery. That took me down real far down. I was crippled pretty much. And then got healed up from that and got back out on rollers. And then I had a quadruple bypass last year on Father's Day. Took all things. But I'm good now, man. I've healed up, and I'll tell you what, I feel better than I did when I was in my 20s.
Well, I was just going to ask that next, because a lot of people say, oh, yeah, you know, I was feeling pretty good before the bypass, and then all of a sudden they get one, and like, wow, apparently I wasn't feeling too good because I feel like $1 million now. Was that kind of the case with you?
That's exactly what happened. I just thought I was getting old.
Yeah.
But, I was just wasn't healthy. And besides that, you know, I gave up drinking almost 2 years ago. And, you know, that was starting to hurt. It wasn't fun anymore. So I gave up that and cleaned up my diet. And now, unless something else breaks on me, I'm doing really good.
Has the past couple of years kind of inspired you to maybe write more? Has it kind of got your creative juices going, or did it kind of slow it down a little bit?
Actually, it slowed down the...
You know, I still would really...
A writer. I could write a
song if I was around other guys that had that talent, and I could contribute, you know, but as far as actually being a songwriter by myself, no, my mind shifted into high gear about recording, about wanting to record some new songs and to get out there and work on my show and try to just start having fun again. Cause for so many years, I was so down with my health and then this COVID thing, you know, and shut everything down. And it was a few bad years and we were just getting by. But now I guess you could say the creative juice is on full, but then more in the direction of maybe, you know, finding new music and maybe co-writing new music. And, but mainly I'm focused on
trying to do the best show with them.
Is there a song? So I was just reading here a little while ago about Reba McEntire. And she was saying that, you know, she sang the song Fancy hundreds of times. And she says that still her favorite song to perform yet, even on stage. She never gets tired of that one. You've sang your songs hundreds and hundreds of times all over the place. Is there a song that you still just enjoy doing that you never really get tired of performing night after night after night?
I guess when it comes down to choosing one particular song, I guess it would be I'll Think of Something. That's always been one of my favorite songs way before I recorded it.
I was singing that song in the clubs around Southeast Texas before I had a record deal in Nashville. And because Hank Jr. recorded that song. Hank Williams Jr. had it out in 1974. And I've always loved it. And I was singing that song for years before I ever recorded it. And so, yeah, it's still kind of, it's special to me because it's one of the songs that I brought to the project. Of course, I did bring Too Cold at Home and Old Country also to Nashville, and that's how I got my record deal. But, you know, all those songs are very special to me. But my favorite one to sing is I'll Think of Something, maybe because I'm such a huge Hank Williams Jr. fan that I feel like I'm kind of
playing one of his songs.
Well, it's funny you say that because that was actually one of the songs that I really enjoyed hearing from you. And the other one is It Sure Is Monday. Man, I still like that one, especially on a Monday morning. Gets you up and gets you going.
Yeah, that's a great song. I still enjoy doing that one too. That kind of
brings the crowd up, and you know, of course, I was lucky to find a lot of great songs back in those days. You know, Sure Is Monday, Bubba Shot the Jukebox. I mean, what a song, man! That song right there still just
I love playing that live. The people light up.
young people, you know, that weren't even born when that song came out, you know, and they're loving it. They love that song. It's just such a powerful statement song, you know, Bubba Shaw for two. It's
rowdy and crazy.
Chatting with Mark Chestnut this morning, you know, what gives you a thrill in this business? Because, you know, you've been at it for a long time. You've seen it all. You kind of felt it all. What keeps you motivated? What keeps you thrilled with this music career?
I just love playing music. I love listening to music and, you know, being on stage and performing in front of a live crowd. That's what it's all about for me. I love recording. I love the challenge of finding new material to record. And but the main thing for me that I most love about it is it being on stage and singing in front of a big crowd. It makes me nervous. It still scares me to death. After all these years, it scared me to death. But that means that I still care and I really enjoy what I'm doing. You know, I'm not just going up there and going through the motions because I love what I'm doing. It's so much fun. I could be doing so many other things for a living that I would hate, but this is what it's all about. It's a great job if you can get it.
I remember reading a quote from, there was an old, he's retired now, but an old CTV news anchor by the name of Lloyd Robertson. He was the Walter Cronkite of Canada, we'll put it that way. And he was saying, even before taping, before the news, he would always be nervous. And he liked it because it kept him on edge, kept him alert. Kind of the same with you, kind of gives you that edge, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, I can be standing around the bus, you know, or because, you know, face it, there's not a whole lot to do out on the road. You sit around on the bus and you try to eat right and try to sleep right. And you go in and do sound check and then it's time for the show. Other than that, there's not a whole lot to do when you're on the road touring. And so I can be bored and thinking, oh, man, I don't really feel it. You know, I don't feel like singing tonight. But as soon as I go up there and get ready to walk on stage, it's like I get a jolt of electricity goes through my body and I get scared and nervous and I get full of energy. And all of a sudden, I feel like I'm a teenager again. So I'm always on edge about that.
Must be kind of nice now to watch your son go into the music business because he's doing pretty well for himself, too.
He's doing great. He just had his first single release. It's called Uninvited Guest. And he's out there promoting that on the road and doing the shows. And he's doing really well. He stayed bidden. He stayed booked. We had the same manager. And so that's really cool that I hooked him up with my manager, Tony Conway, whom I've known for 35 years. And so I've known Tony and have worked with Tony. And some, you know, he was the president of Buddy Lee Attraction back in the 90s. And so we worked together back then when I was with Buddy Lee. And so we've known each other since the very beginning of my career. And so I trust him. He's my manager now, and he also manages my son, Casey. So I kind of know what's going on. I know that he's not getting taken advantage of in Nashville, which happens every day.
How about any guidance? Does he ask Dad for any help and guidance all along the way, or is he kind of finding it out himself?
Well, he asks me sometimes. You know, if something's really bothering him, they'll ask me. But, you know, he was around this business his entire life, so he's kind of got it figured out. But if he needs something, you know, if he needs something, you know, something personal is going on with him and that Tony can't help you with, then he knows he can come to me because I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. And he knows that. So I think he's got an advantage. You know, any dad in this business, dad or girl breaking into this business, sure, the son or daughter of any in country music star that's been around for years, they have an advantage not because we can get them into the doors that other people can't get them into, because we can't get them into any doors. They got to do that themselves. We can give them guidance and advice, and so that's where they have the advantage. But we'll be honest with them. You know, in this business, you're surrounded by yes men, and that just tell you what you want to hear. But if you have your parent that to lean on, well, you know, well, I'm not going to lie to him. I'm not going to sugarcoat up, and I'm just going to tell him how it is, whether he likes it or not.
And there's certainly nothing wrong with that, too, because you want honesty. That's the biggest thing. Just be honest with me, right?
Honesty is the best thing in the world, and it's harder to get. It's the hardest thing to get, because you don't earn honesty. You're rewarded with it, because sometimes in this business, so many times, people get taken advantage of, and they end up in a bad place. And so as long as I'm here to help guide my son, I know that if he'll listen to me, then he'll be all right.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you in Moose Jaw. I have yet to see you perform. I just got my ticket, just bought my ticket here yesterday, as a matter of fact. So I'm really looking forward to seeing you at the Temple Garden Center in Moose Jaw. And don't work too hard on this tour. Make sure you take it easy and enjoy the simple things, all right?
Yes, sir, I do. I have learned to just relax, take it easy, and don't stress, because I have a great crew out here that work hard to make sure that everything is run smooth, and it runs very smooth out here. So, no, I don't stress anymore. You know, being stressed and worried has never accomplished anything, but, you know, putting you in the hospital.
Make your hair a little grayer.
That's right.
We'll leave it there. I know you're busy, so all the best to you. Have a safe tour, a good tour, and I'll see you in Moose Jaw on June 28th.
All right, we'll see you there.